Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and today is May 28, 2014, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn. We are sponsored today by Fiorello Barbell Company, where we don't try, we succeed. Fiorello Barbell Co. at nicap.rr.com. You can get a hold of us. Also, we're www.fiorellobarbellco.com, our website. So check us out. Today we're going to talk about, I'm very excited. We haven't been on the air for about 10 days now. We're having a lot of issues with our iTunes part of the podcast, and right now we've traced it down to a problem with our hosting company, where it looks like when the feed goes down, it comes back with a different name on it, and of course it's being rejected. So I don't want to bore you with the details, but I'm sure a lot of people have had this, and you know, if you have a problem and you even encountered this, I'd be more than happy to tell you what we've done, and we're hoping that we have this resolved this afternoon. I just got off the phone with them. But let's get into today's show, and we're going to call it, it is Pull, Push, and Weed. I, like a lot of people, really enjoy working in my yard. I plant a garden every year. I put in over 300 impatiens around the house. I'm planting a bigger garden as far as crop-wise this year. I'm not doing as many seeds. You know, we've had a lot of rain. In case you're not familiar with Motivation and Muscle or Fiorello Barbell, we're located in upstate New York. We've had more rain this year than I can remember. I mean, right now it looks like it's going to rain. Over a week ago, 2 weeks ago to be exact, rototilled the garden. You know, hopefully we're going to get it ready. I went out and bought the plants. We went from tomato to pepper to onion to kale to red cabbage. You know, we have two different types of beans. You know, you have your regular beans that you're going to pull basically right from the ground. I don't have anything climbing up poles or fences or anything like that. So we usually run yellow wax beans, and we always put carrot seeds in. But I've really backed off the seeds this year because of the water. You know, if you've done gardening, you know, when you plant stuff like that, you get considerable amounts of rain, it just rots the seeds right out. And, you know, I don't feel like at this stage having to replant four times. So I've done more with starter vegetables this year than I ever have. But I've also, you know, I've wanted to change up a little bit and try different things. You know, kale is a killer food. Especially now everybody's into baking it, and it's delicious. So we're going to have a lot of fun with that. But what I really wanted to hit upon besides that is, you know, we're talking about pull, push, and weed. Well, you know, for me to get ready just to get my lawnmower out, I've got to move considerable amounts of things out of the Fiorello Barbell Gym. We're a little over about a one-car garage, which is just stacked with equipment. And, you know, everything you can get to, but it also has to be a working garage, too. So I have to move things a lot of times to put the snowblower away, pull the lawnmower out. The other day, just to move the stuff I needed to move out to do this, I calculated it was almost 800 pounds. I love it. I enjoy doing that. It's, you know, it's another workout within itself. So, you know, you're out weeding, you're out pulling stuff, especially out in the garden. You know, I want to clean all around the perimeter of it. So, you know, using your hands, you know, you're using your arms, you're on your knees, you're out in the sun. It's a great way to get back involved with the garden, the land. You know, I'm not farming 300 acres, but you know what? It doesn't matter. It's like, it's good to get in touch with those things again. You know, there's nothing like a little vitamin D staring you right in the face for a couple hours. And this gets into the whole scope of training, of lifting, of stones, of endurance work, of calisthenics, whatever you want to call it. It's a great way to measure your, let's say, what kind of shape you're in. I mean, you have to be in shape to, you know, mow and trim, and, you know, you're weeding, you're planting, you know, your dexterity has to be, like, in top form. I mean, I'm going to plant tomorrow. I've decided I'm not waiting any longer. The garden's wet, but it's not flooded. You know, I've never planted this late. We're getting close to June 1st. And to be honest with you, my plants are getting near 2 weeks old. I keep them watered, but I don't want to end up losing them. I mean, I've got $90 just in plants. You know, and I mean, things are going up, and I don't want anything to happen with these. So, you know, I've made the decision. Unless it's pouring rain tomorrow, you know, I'll be out there from about 5:30 to quarter or 6 in the morning. I usually wind up being done by around 8:30, quarter of 9. And it's total enjoyment for me. I mean, you know, you're out there, the birds are just starting out. You know, you get to see the little animal world, you know, being active. And it's good to be in the dirt, as I said, you know. Dig up some dirt, get some dirt under your nails, you know. I love doing that stuff, you know, putting the plants in, watering them, weeding, and, you know, just watching things grow. I mean, you got a chance, you're bringing life into the world. And not only that, look at the dividends. You know what you're eating. You know what you've grown. You know what you sprayed on it, if you do anything like that. You know where your dirt's coming from, because, I mean, I've raised my garden 5 times, and that's one of the big reasons I'm not flooded out when a lot of people are, because, you know, the ground can only hold so much water. If I get a few puddles in the garden, I'm not going to panic that I'm going to lose everything. So, you know, as you go along with these things, you get smarter and smarter with it. And isn't that the same with lifting? I can tell you this. When I work out in the garden for a considerable amount of the day, or I'm mowing, and there's always stuff to trim, and, you know, you're always laying grass seed down, or you're pulling bags of like broken branches and leaves and this and that and the other thing. I mean, this takes, like I said, dexterity. It takes a lot of hand strength. Not only that, it's the adaptability. You know, it's good. The discipline is fantastic. I mean, I love going out there. You know, unless it's 90 degrees out with humidity that's close, I mean, I'm not going to even mess around with that. I mean, kill yourself. But otherwise, I love going out and doing that. You know, I always got the good old suntan from that. You know, the working man suntan. You know, I have a tank top on, and you'll be tan everywhere but where you had the shirt on. So, you know, it's good. It's everything to do with that is a plus in your life. But what I found is when I do that, and if I'm going to go out and train that night, I don't care, you know, if I'm tired or, you know, I got a little sunburn. I've always had a super workout after that. And I think it's just the idea, you know, you get out there and you get outside and you're not sitting in the house and you're not near a TV and you've kind of shut the noise off from you. What I notice is the focus I have when I go in to do the work, you know, and you'll gauge your workout by how you feel. I mean, if you feeling a little down, well, instead of working out an hour, why don't you work out a half an hour? But make it count. So maybe you want to go out and really hit the big high T lifts. We're going to go out and do some heavy squats or pull some heavy deadlifts. Or, you know, here's a forgotten movement. Why don't you go grab a big bar and press over your head? Those are all big T builders. So you end up walking out of there in a half an hour, and you know what? When you come back 2 days later, 3 days later, man, you're like a wrecking machine because you didn't take and clobber your body after doing a lot of strenuous work all day outside. What you did is you enhanced yourself. You trained smart. You trained with your brain, as I say. So that's what I like about connecting with the land and connecting with lifting. And, you know, your lifting, to me, is always going to be the barometer of what you are outside of that gym. Because if you're in good shape, you can stand to work outside for 2 hours or maybe more. Yeah, you take your water break, but you're not sitting down huffing and puffing, you know? And this all relates back to your exercise, to what you're doing. And whether it's, you know, we're using heavy hands here to go 95 feet up and down, or you're pulling massive deadlifts or massive, you know, you're pushing huge squats, you know, or for that matter, you go out and take a 2 or 3 inch thick bar and load it up and do some big curls, whether they're strict. You know, do some strict curls, do some cheat curls, because I'm telling you right now, if you know how to use a bar like that, you can almost work your entire body just doing curls, all right? So, you know, the opportunity and the ideas you can have with this stuff is endless. And this is why I enjoy gardening so much, because I get to see how strong my hands are in any given day. Let's face it, if you're using a grip machine or a 3-inch bar, the next day I've had it where, you know, your hands are like crippled. You know, your fingers hurt right down to the bone. You know, and you'll go outside and, you know, maybe you just don't have the hand power you had, but you got more than enough power to sit and do that stuff. But the big thing with any of that stuff is this. You have to have the mental discipline. Because, you know, it's not easy to be on your knees for maybe, even though you get up, walk around, get your water. You know, say you're on your knees for an hour. I mean, you got to have a lot of discipline to be bent and pulling and throwing it out and moving the cart around. And, you know, you got your wheelbarrow full of dirt and you're back and forth. I love all that stuff. You know, grab that wheelbarrow full of dirt. You know, maybe you got to move a pile. Say you got a yard of dirt, which I always do, put in my driveway. I've got to go maybe 25 feet with that thing back and forth, dump it in the garden, rake it out, go and get the next one. You tell me that's not a workout? I mean, we run up and down the driveway. We'll take my wheelbarrow and load it full of sand. We'll throw weights in it. We'll grab like sandbags and I make up all different sizes. You know, the thing is, and you're trying to move with that thing and do even a slight run with it, of course, that thing's going to go side to side on you if you can. I've had them where they fall, like basically almost flip over. But it's like anything, a farmer's walk, all that. It's you build this kind of strength where, you know, you can take it and motor it over to anything. And that is going to be a theme quite a bit this summer of FBC. Now, tomorrow, like I said, I'm going to put in the garden. I'm going to have a lot of video on it and, you know, pictures, obviously, because, you know, it's with a lot of pride. It's a great thing to think about this. You're lifting, your garden, anything like that. You have a plan. Map it out. Think about it. And really think about it. And get out there and execute it. And don't take no for an answer or I'm a little sore today, my hands hurt, or whatever. You know what you do? I believe it was Sandow that used to do this, and I think he's right on the money. They would, you know, they would train like there was no tomorrow and say they could have been 20 minutes into their training, and they'll say, we've had enough. They'll stop right there. Try to do that. I mean, you always want to do more, but you know what? That's how you have longevity, less injuries, and you know what? If you're taxing your body for 15 minutes straight, that might be all you need for the day. That way, you come back, you're fresh. Even if you're a little sore, you can get through it. So it's the idea of just using your head, you know, connect between those two ears. That's what you got to do. That's why we always say we connect your brain to your brawn. It's the smart way to go. And when you can train and you can take that and put that across the board to gardening, or say you want to paint your house or you got to paint your garage or you got a small project you're doing with your son or daughter. I mean, this is where it's at. This type of regimen, this type of discipline, and this type of commitment will get you through to anything. I can tell you that for sure. We have just finished our weight loss DVD. Now, all this has been 22 months in the making. We finally finished it last weekend. We are having, like I said, we're having some issues with iTunes, and I'm not going to launch this product till I have podcasting all over the world. I want my voice and my company to be known as a company of action, of authenticity, and we are out there to help everyone get better. That's what I want to be remembered for. So until this stuff is correct, we've got to sit on this. And believe me, it's very hard to sit on because a number of people have seen it and can't believe how good it is. It's like nothing out there. And it's strictly to help people, not only with weight loss, but the way we set Dennis up. By the way, if you don't know Dennis, he lost 43 pounds here at FBC. Any movement on that DVD, you can do. It doesn't matter if you need to lose weight, if you're playing football, if you want to just get better at weightlifting. Everything on there can just go to anything you want to do. So, obviously, we got the big three movements that really generate the weight loss and are easy on the joints and the muscle. But you have a number of exercises that we did with Dennis he had to do, because I believe still that weights are the best. No matter what anybody says, you can get further with a 100-pound set, 110-pound set of just standard 1-inch bar weights. If you know how to do it, if you know how to do the program, if you know how to execute it. And let's face it, we hope that everyone does. And if you don't, you go out and learn, or you go and ask somebody that knows how to do it. But the point I'm trying to make here is this. Get out there. Get your hands dirty. You know, learn how to garden. Learn how to put flowers in. Mow your lawn a little better. Trim a little better. Have a lot of pride in what you do and in yourself. And carry it back over to your weightlifting. Like I said, if you go in there and you only got 15 minutes in you, go in and give it your 15 minutes like it's the last thing you're ever going to do on the earth. And then go back out on the weekend and mow or trim or do whatever you do. And give that, whether it's an hour, 20 minutes, 2 hours, go out and just beat the life out of it. You're going to be better for it, and you're going to be glad you did it. So I want to leave you with that and just, you know, show the connection between weightlifting and working outside, okay? Strengthen your body in other ways. Make your hands stronger. Get some dirt under your fingernails. It'll make a real man out of you. I want to mention a couple things, too. We've got a great friend of the show, Rob Regish. In case you never heard of him, he's been on Superhuman Radio. He's on every Tuesday between noon and 1. The guy's top dog. He knows what he's doing. He's got some products out. He personally trains people. He's got literature. Like, you've got to read it. You've got to see it. You know, if you talk to Rob, you couldn't meet a nicer guy. So, I want to give you his website. It's Coach Rob Regish. That's REGISH.com. Go out and take a look. I think you'll be very impressed. Rob is going to be doing quite a few podcasts with FBC. Well, he is part of FBC. We are going to connect both sites, but he will be on Motivation Muscle quite a bit. He and I even spoke this morning, and we're very excited about the possibilities. We might even come out with a few supplements ourselves. So, Rob, it's CoachRobRegish.com. Now, if you need to get a hold of me, get me through Twitter. I'd like to hear from you. Let me know what you think of the show, if there's anything I can help you at. And I'm at Fiorello Eric. That's FIORILLOERIC. You can also get a hold of us at www.FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Obviously, our email is FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.RR.com. So I'm going to leave you with this. Go out and just build strength. Build strength. Think strength and sunshine. Have a great week, and we'll be talking to you very soon. I hope to have more good news about iTunes. And obviously, we're going to have quite a few guests, so buckle up, because here we come. Have a great week. Take care.